passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. In the UK, we have a very divided view of complementary alternative medicine. Some are very pro, others are very anti. So how does this compare to the rest of Europe? Dr. Harold Geyer is a naturopath based in Harley Street and works across the continent.
You might say that you've got about 200 million people using natural medicine across the European Union, where the total population is somewhere between 500 and 600 million. The so-called new countries, the ones that joined most recently, have not got a very solid tradition. That's because while they were under the hegemony of communism, all natural medicine was prohibited. So there's a whole generation and a bit that doesn't know about it because it just didn't exist. Then in a country that isn't part of the EU but conforms to everything that the EU does, Switzerland, CAM, complementary and alternative medicine, has been given the status equivalent to orthodox medicine in every respect. This has been written into their constitution. This can't be said for the UK. Things are very different here. There are constant and concerted attacks on all forms of natural medicine in the press. It has been going on for about 3 years now. There are all sorts of minor differences. You can buy homeopathic ampoules over the counter in a pharmacy in Germany, if you can call it by name, anybody. You can't do that. You can't sell any kind of homeopathic ampoule in, say, the Netherlands or here without a prescription, even though the contents of this has been declared only placebo by orthodox medicine. And that actually goes back to a court case in the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg, where it was decided that anything that looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, is a duck. So if it's an ampoule, it looks like medicine, and it is purportedly acting like medicine, then it must be regarded as medicine. And that's the way the situation is. But not everybody follows that. As I said, for instance, the Germans don't, although they should be. And here lurks the problem of harmonization, because with harmonization, you're likely to get a situation where the Germans are going to fall in line with that, and then there's another sort of freedom that's disappeared. That's what is likely to happen.
And what about the European Union's attempts to reduce the amount of natural medicines that are available to us and reduce the potency in which you can get those kinds of medicines?
They want to increase the potency of homeopathic products, which is sort of the reverse of what you would use for, say, vitamins and any kind of supplement. A gorilla, for instance, who is a strict vegetarian, will get nearly 6 grams of vitamin C a day. Recommended daily dose for us, as laid down now, is 1/100th of that. It's very, very a minute amount, ridiculous. It doesn't even correspond to reality. Why are they doing it? They're doing it because larger doses or larger potencies of the natural products have a physiological effect. Orthodox medicine says that if something has a physiological effect, then it should be classified as a medicine and not as a food. If you take it down below that threshold where it has a physiological effect, then you can regard it as a food. So there's pressure from the orthodox pharmaceutical industry to sort of move away from things that have a physiological effect and can perhaps help cure something that would require you not to take their particular product that they're selling. So that's the real reason.
And what impact do you think it will have ultimately?
It'll go the way these things always go. It'll go back for black marketing, and stuff will seep in, exported from the USA, and when the USA closes up, it'll come via the Philippines and some uncontrolled area, and you cannot open every bit of mail that comes in, and so stuff will seep in. That's what's going to happen, black market.
And how likely is it that it's actually going to go through and we are going to see everything sort of clamped down on it in the way they've been talking about?
It is quite likely. They're pretty well organised. It hurts me to say that, but that is true.
Do you think there are sort of alternatives or ways that we can get around it? I'm not talking about buying from the black market, but other ways of kind of getting around those kinds of issues.
Yes. For example, if you take the Siberian pine kernel oil, instead of, say, a multivitamin, which will by then have been reduced down to something that is almost placebo, if you take that, which is now a natural product, and something that is really a food substance, what you would get in there is copper, magnesium, manganese, silica, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, molybdenum, iodine, tin, zinc, iron, silver, cobalt, sodium, glucose, dextrin, pentosans, albumin, globulins, glutulins, and prolamins. It also delivers thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, those are the B vitamins, vitamin E, vitamin F, those are essential fatty acids, linoleic, alpha-linolenic acid, amino acids, tryptophan, leucine, and so on and so on and so on. And lots of bioflavonoids and lots of other micronutrients that you do not even get in the normal high street type vitamins. So you get a far better deal from taking some of this than even from the best quality multivitamin. So that is one way of getting around it naturally.
And that's looking then for things that are actually foodstuffs or considered foodstuffs rather
Correct.
Than things that are considered supplements.
Yeah.
And where would you find these kind of things? You need to go via a qualified naturopath.
Well, yes, but you can also try and hunt it down via the internet. But if you want sort of recommendations and advice and dosage and so on, then it would be better to go to somebody who's qualified.
That's naturopath Dr. Harold Geyer. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.